Welcome back, family. I'm super excited because today we're going to be talking about the Agile Practice Guide, specifically page 18, which is 3.1, Characteristics of the Project Lifecycle. We're going to talk about the four distinct approaches into managing project lifecycle. So with no further ado, let's just jump into today's episode. First approach, we're going to talk about predictive. Now, predictive's requirement is fixed. What does that mean? That means it's defined up front and thoroughly documented. So you can think about your project management plan. This is a comprehensive planning, which is very crucial. Our activities is performed once for the entire project. So a strict sequence of predefined tasks, meticulously controlled and managed. Our delivery is a single delivery. Our final delivery occurs at the end of the project after all phases are complete. Now, our goal, our mission, our job here, we want to manage costs. So that means deliver the entire project scope as initially planned with minimum deviations. I got you. I want to give you an example of what this looks like. Let's say we're building a skyscraper. Our first approach will be planning. So extensive blueprints, detailed specifications, and regulatory approvals are required. Next step, foundation. Everything is built on a foundation. If you don't have a foundation, how can you go up? Okay, anyway, I digress. So construction begins with robust foundation, ensuring stability for the entire structure. Then we have our frame and structure, steel beams, concrete slab, and other structural components are built upon the foundation. Then we're putting our finishing touches. The exterior and interior are completed. That means our windows, our walls, and fixture. And then this is the most sad but joyous time as well. This is the completion part. This is where final inspections are conducted and the building is ready for occupancy. Iterative approach. So requirements are dynamic. So basically how it works is discovered, redefined incrementally, evolving throughout the project activities. We repeat until it's correct. We got to get this right. If we don't get it right, we go through a cycle. So this consists of repeating cycles of developing, testing, and feedback. Developing, testing, and feedback. I think I've said it twice, right? One more time for the roll. Developing, testing, and feedback. Our delivery is a single delivery. That means incremental releases of working software, allowing for early user feedback. Our goal is correctness of solution, meaning correctness of solution. We got to get it right. If we don't get it right, we will keep going until we get this thing. So validate and improve solutions through continuous feedback and iteration. So let's look at an example of that. So let's say we're designing a new software product. So we have our concept. This is the brainstorming of the software product, our explore. Then we put together our prototype. So our prototype is a basic prototype is built, allowing for user testing and feedback development. This requires a full-scale development of the software. This is where we take from the feedback that we got from our users and we incorporate it. Then we go through some testing. This is rigorous testing to ensure quality and functionality before release. Then we have our deployment where the software is released to user. And then we're continuously improving. Improvement begins. Incremental approach. Now, our requirement here is dynamic. Now, let me park here parenthetically. One of the things I want you guys to understand, and the requirement for predictive, it was fixed, but incremental, iterative, we're looking at more of a dynamic approach. How does this work? We prioritize into phases, allowing for gradual implementation of features. Our activities we perform once for a given increment. It involves gradual buildup of functionality, delivering value. I say that really a lot of times, family, because it's important to understand. Our main goal is to be able to deliver value. Then we go to delivery is frequent, smaller deliveries. So incremental releases of working software, allowing for early adaptation. And then our goal, our objective is speed. So we want to be able to deliver value in smaller chunks, providing earlier benefits to users. Now, let me give you an example of this. Implementing an enterprise resource planning system. We know we use a lot of acronyms in our world. So ERP is the acronym. So there's five phases that this particular approach is. So we have core module. So we implement core modules like financing, accounting, and human resources. Phase two is supply chain management. This is when we integrate supply chain modules including inventory and procurement. Phase three is sales and marketing. We add sales and marketing modules, enhancing our customer relationship management. Phase four is reporting and analytics. This is when we develop advanced reporting and analytic capabilities for data-driven insights. And then the final phase will be integration and optimization. This is where we optimize the entire system, ensuring smooth integration and efficiency. Agile approach. The requirement is dynamic, meaning we're merged through continuous collaboration and stakeholders adapting to changes needed. Activities is repeated until correct. So this involves one of my favorite things is a self-organizing team working together in short iterations, adapting to feedback. Our delivery is frequent, smaller deliveries, frequent releases of working software, providing value quickly and iteratively. And then our goal is customer value via frequent deliveries and feedback. So we respond to change and deliver value rapidly and prioritizing customer satisfaction. Let me give you an example of that. Let's say we're put together the Magnetic Project Manager app. I just threw that in there. It just sounded good. User research. So we do a thorough understanding of the user's needs and pain points. Then we do a prototype. This is a basic version of the app. Is built and testing and feedback. Then we go through the development phase. So agile development process with continuous iterations and feedback. Then we go through testing, which is rigorous testing across different devices and platforms. Then we go into our deployment phase, which basically means we're going to release the app to app stores and gather user feedback. And then we'll do some iteration. This means continuously updates and improvement based off of user feedback. Now, I want you to understand from a very high level the key difference. So predictive is highly structured, planned in advance, and suitable for predictive projects. Iterative is flexible, adapts to evolving requirements, suitable more for like your complex projects. And then incremental delivers value in phases, suitable for large and phased project. And then agile, this is that fast-paced, responsive to change, suitable for projects' evolving needs. Now, anytime that you're looking at what approach that you want to go with, I always say, look at the triple constraints, or let's look at these four, and it's many more, but project scope, is it large or small? Is it simple or complex? Is it well-defined, or is this thing going to keep evolving? Risk tolerance, how comfortable is the team with uncertainty and change? See, a lot of times when you try to add one of these frameworks or mindsets or approaches, you always have feedback. And I use that tongue in cheek when I say feedback. A lot of times you have people complaining and fussing because it's always a lot of change. It's always uncertainty. You don't know what you're going to run into until you run into it. So that's why I said, how comfortable is the team with uncertainty and change? And then time and budget constraints. Are there strict deadlines or budget limitations? A lot of times you may have budget limitations as well as your stakeholders want this now. How do we got to get this now? Or do we have time to really put things in perspective? Or do we need to get out a working product for them to test immediately? Then stakeholder involvement. This is key. This is something that I've really built my career on, is understanding stakeholders. This is why I created the book, The Magnetic Project Manager. And by the way, family, as we're speaking of this, I did put together something for you guys called The Secrets of Successful Project Managers. It's 8 insights for real project impact. This is free for you. This is for my diehards, my family that leaves me comments that really just show me a lot of love. So I put this together. I'm going to make it free for 30 days before I actually put it out in the market for sale. So you got 30 days from the day of this recording. If you're hearing it from after 30 days from now, then you're probably going to have to pick it up on Amazon, which I would appreciate if you do anyway. But again, Secrets of Successful Project Managers, 8 insights for real world project management impact. So let's get back to the content. So how much collaboration and feedback is required? Because that's key, family. Anything we do, when you're leading a project, I don't care what approach you go with, you're still going to require a lot of collaboration. Family, I'd like to end today's episode with, there's not one size that fits all approach. Sometimes I get irritated, and I'm just being transparent, where someone would try to put it, it's like putting a ball in a triangle. And it's, no, this approach is not going to work. Let's select the right approach depending on the project's unique characters, the resources, the goal, the time, the cost, the quality. We need to evaluate these factors before we just jump in and say, yeah, we're doing Agile or yeah, we're doing Scrum. No, let's figure out first, and we can tailor up and down based on the organization and based on the resources that we have in place. So family, I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. I love doing these type of trainings because I really find that it's a benefit to you as well as myself, just to remind me how important it is to find the right approach. And when you find the approach, it all comes down to being able to tailor up and tailor down. I go by the name E. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. Until next time.